You're listening to SBS News.
Another day, another round of questions for Peter Dutton. This time they came from an unexpected source, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Despite being on holiday in the United States, Mr. Turnbull tweeted that Mr. Dutton's eligibility to sit in the Parliament needs to be cleared up. He says he told Scott Morrison and others that the minister should be referred to the High Court, just as Barnaby Joyce was. Mr. Morrison says while he was grateful for the suggestion, he wouldn't be following Mr. Turnbull's advice.
It was only a couple of weeks ago, in fact, this matter was actually voted on in the House of Representatives and was determined that was not necessary by the Parliament. So, look, I think people have had enough of the lawyers' picnics on these sort of issues and they want us to focus completely and totally on what the nation needs here and now.
Minister Dutton says he hopes this is the last we hear from Malcolm Turnbull. He's told Radio 2GB his former boss never mentioned the issue to him.
Mr. Turnbull never raised once with me any issue around Section 44. His staff never raised it with my office. He never asked me for the legal advice that I had that showed I had no problem at all. And the first it was ever mentioned by Malcolm Turnbull was during the leadership week. And the other point to make, of course, is that Mr. Turnbull, when the Labor Party sought to refer the matter to the High Court, voted for it not to be referred.
The situation brings back memories of recent citizenship scandals, ending the tenure of politicians from major and minor parties. The Greens Party, which lost two senators, has backed calls for a High Court referral for Mr. Dutton. Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told Sky News the only reason the federal government is refusing to refer Mr. Dutton is the threat to their power base.
They all know. They're up to their necks in it. They know, just as they did with Barnaby Joyce, that there's a good chance that he's ineligible. They're hanging on for dear life because they need the number, not because they believe that he's eligible to stand. They are putting themselves, as they have done for the entire duration, and we saw it on show the last few weeks, they're putting themselves ahead of what is right and what's decent. They are a rabble, and of course he should be referred.
The resignation of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull from Parliament cost the government its one-seat majority in the lower house. The federal opposition is arguing that the Home Affairs Minister is receiving special treatment. Labor MP Brendan O'Connor says Mr. Dutton shouldn't be treated any differently to anyone else.
Every other member where there was a cloud over his or her head about eligibility was referred to the High Court to settle that matter. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, if he has any integrity and leadership capability whatsoever, must refer the Home Affairs Minister to the High Court to establish whether, in fact, he's eligible or not.
Another former Turnbull confidant, ex-Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, says it's the responsibility of individual parliamentarians to ensure their eligibility. And she believes Malcolm Turnbull is free to express his opinions as he wishes. Ms. Bishop says should there be a vote on whether to refer Peter Dutton to the High Court, she would make a decision at the time, but says the case against him first needs to be proven.
I said each person has responsibility to ensure that they are eligible to sit in the Parliament, and in a number of instances recently, we all know that politicians have taken steps to clarify that. Now, Mr. Dutton has stated that there is no issue concerning his eligibility to sit in Parliament. It's then up to others to demonstrate that that statement is not correct.
Mr. Dutton is also facing heat over remarks he made in Parliament aimed at ex-Australian Border Force boss Roman Quadvalique. On Twitter, Mr. Quadvalique has hinted he may seek to submit a reply to Mr. Dutton's comments. He has little recourse, however, with the minister protected under parliamentary privilege. Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese says the situation is degenerating rapidly.
It's about time that Peter Dutton himself stopped being angry, stopped making wild accusations against other people under parliamentary privilege, and actually acted like an adult and said, I'm going to do what others have done, refer himself to the High Court and ensure that there's no doubt over his status to sit as a member of the House of Representatives.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.